Very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Nun Tes, Yuma 59A, pagination page 117. We wish everybody a very warm evening. And just to put it in perspective, the next time we do Yuma Nun Tes, Simit Hashem, with Daf Yomi, it'll be 7.5 years from now, so it'll be warm.
Compensates.
Okay.
In Yerushalayim.
No, for sure it'll be warm. Right. No snow in 7.5 years in Yerushalayim. Okay. Let's start from the facing page. So I'm on Nunches Amud Beis 58b, pagination 116, where we're told that they took the remaining blood after the avoda was done. And in the last words of the Mishnah, we see, about 8 lines from the top, Elu v'elu misorvin ba'ama, the blood, after it's spilled at the base of the Mizbeach, mixes into the stream that went through the Beis HaMikdash complex, v'yotzin l'nachal Kidron, and it would go to the stream of Kidron, v'nimkarin l'ganonin l'zevel, and it would be sold to the gardeners as fertilizer. Isn't that a fascinating word? L'ganonin. What's the root word?
Gan.
Gan, right? Gardeners. Is it ganonin? Umoalin bohem. And if they wouldn't pay for the fertilizer that's coming in through the stream, very strong fertilizer, so that would be me'ila. That would be like stealing from the Beis HaMikdash if you wouldn't pay for that special service.
This morning, what was actually coming out there was blood. Or watered blood? Was it
diluted blood?
Was it heavy, glotty stuff?
Diluted blood. It was a stream, and it picked up all of this.
Bloody water.
Okay.
And just pouring out on the ground, or pouring out.
And they would use the water.
In the river.
They would use the water. Yeah.
In the river. They end up in the river, and they come and get some.
Nuntes Amud Aleph, the last 2 lines. Let's understand what's doing with this blood as far as Me'ila goes. Are you really stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? Elu v'elu misarvim ba'ama v'yotzin, one line up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Mo'alim b'domim. To take the blood without paying for it is Me'ila. Divir Reb Meir, Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ein Mo'alin Bohen. There's no Me'ila. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Ad Kan Lo Pligi. They're only arguing, Ela Midrabanon. Ava Midoraisa, but biblically, Ein Mo'alin Bohen, everybody agrees there's no Me'ila on the blood. Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Minohani Mili, what are you based on when you tell me there's no Me'ila Mida Oraisa? Omar Ula says there's a Pasuk. This Pasuk is really very critical in understanding. It's a Pasuk in Acharemos, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. I'll read it to you. Ki nefesh habosar badomhi, because the soul of flesh is in the blood. Rashi on that statement comments that that's why when Hashem wants us to bring a kapara for our souls, it has to do with sprinkling blood, because the blood correlates with life. Blood is the life source of living creatures. Says the Pasuk, Va'anina sativ lochem al hamizbeach, and I gave it to you on the Mizbeach. Lechaper al nafsho seichem, to atone for your souls. Ki adom hu banefesh yechaper, because the blood is going to do the atonement. Take a look at the Gemara. Omar Ula, third line. Omar Kra, when the Pasuk says, Lochem, I have given you the blood. Shalochem Yehei, it's yours. Who owns the blood of an animal once the Shechita is done? Hashem says, not me. I'm not interested in owning the blood. You want to say it's Me'ila, because it came from an animal that was sanctified. But the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I'm not interested. Ani nasativ lachem. I gave it to you. You own it. So if someone were to take that blood, it's not Me'ila. Hashem made a declaration. He says, it's not mine. Tiberi Rabbi Shimon Tana, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon said, L'chaper. It's in that same pasuk. It's there to atone. L'chapara nesativ. It's here to atone. For lo l'me'ila, it's not an issue of ownership. I own it. I own it. You're not allowed to take it. It's l'chaper. It's to atone. Basically, what we're saying is, not interested who owns it. You can own it. But take what you own and put it on the Mizbeach as an atonement. There's a third, Rabbi Yechanan, but this is the point. The point is that somehow from the Pasuk, there's a declaration that blood of the sacrifice is not owned by Hashem, not owned by the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if a violation is done, it's a violation of a carbon, whatever, but it's not Me'ila, Me'ila being stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's very interesting is that as strong as this Gemara is in stating that it's not Me'ila, number one, if a person were to do bloodletting on a live animal, not an animal in the process of the sacrifice that's already been killed, but an animal in the live state destined for the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Me'ila. The Rambam's wording is because it's the life source of a living animal, and just like there's Me'ila on the animal, there's Me'ila in the blood that's sustaining the animal. What we're talking about is once the animal is dead, Hashem declares about that blood, I'm not interested. Lachem, lechaper, go do your atonement. It's yours. And it's not a violation called Me'ila. Okay. The question is going to be, though, somehow, once we get post the carbon, after the carbon, somehow our Mishnah goes ahead and says, Nimkarim liganonin lezevel. Somehow the Me'ila status kind of gets reinstated. And that's our discussion here. Is that called a midrabanon? That the status gets reinstated and it is Me'ila.
Who sells it?
The Beis HaMikdash is selling it. And you have to pay the Beis HaMikdash for its use.
Couldn't Lachem be you, Kohanim, you, Beis HaMikdash, it's yours, as opposed to it's just Hefker?
So what you're asking is totally legitimate to understand how the drasha came to mean whatever it meant, but for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to take the statement of Ula and Reb Shimon and Reb Yechanan and their understanding this pasuk to tell me that Hashem doesn't want it as Me'ila. So you're legitimate in asking, okay, but how did you come to that conclusion? That's something that the Torah Tamima will often grapple with. But what we see, this sometimes you have to compartmentalize in Gemara because, you know, each research topic could take an hour of its own. Right. So for the moment, we're accepting Ula's statement. It's not Me'ila. And we're just looking back at the Mishnah and looking how this Gemara develops and seeing, but somehow a Me'ila, at least Rabbanon, somehow gets reinstated at a later time as this blood is flowing through the stream. What happened? So I'd like to share with you the words of the Rambam in Me'ilah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he first says that there's no Me'ilah in blood of a carbon, not before it's sprinkled, not after it's sprinkled. Our Gemara, no problem. And then he writes, Yotza l'nachal Kidron, the blood gets out through this stream, Mo'alinbo. Then it becomes Me'ilah. Says the Rambam, Mipnei, because Shahayanimka Liganonos, because it could be sold to the gardeners, Vidam of Hektish, and the money goes to Hektish. What's the Mipnei? It's Me'ilah because it gets sold? On the contrary, if I were writing it, and they didn't ask me, but I would have said, the reason that it gets sold is because the Beis HaMikdash owns it. The Rambam is saying, the Beis HaMikdash owns it because it gets sold.
Does that mean it's because it has, because it can be sold?
Good. It has commercial value. And perhaps it's not the Me'ilah of Karbonos, it's the Me'ilah of Bedek HaBayis.
Right.
Money that could sustain, that could support the Beis HaMikdash is also a type of Me'ilah. What happens with this blood as it comes out of the Beis HaMikdash, Mipnei, since we have a leverage that we can get people to pay for it, therefore, whatever that leverage exactly is, but somehow there's a leverage to get people to pay for it, therefore it translates into being owned as a Beis HaMikdash asset, and therefore it's Me'ilah. The Mipnei is because it has marketable value. And therefore, as it leaves the Beis HaMikdash, it actually gets introduced to a new type of Me'ilah. The original Pasuk only absolved it as a carbon type of Me'ilah in the Beis HaMikdash, before the sprinkling and after the sprinkling. The Torah says, Lachem. But once it leaves, it gets at least a Dirabanan level of Me'ilah, because it's Bedek HaBayis, it has leverage, and since it could generate money for the Beis HaMikdash, if someone wouldn't pay that money, that would be considered Me'ilah.
So the Chumash would not be required then, right?
The Chumash would not be required, correct. That's an important distinction.